always want to speak about positive things when we have the media and the press here like we do today. Unfortunately, we're not going to have talk about anything positive. I will put out up front, I'm not going to answer any questions after this press release, and that's only because I don't want to compromise the integrity of the investigation that's being conducted by the Illinois State Police. I want to thank Captain King with ISP coming in today and bringing his people in to do this investigation. I also want to thank the alert program for coming here to help ensure that this is a fair investigation as well. Shortly after 1 o'clock this morning, an on-duty Decatur police officer received information that a person was in the 800 block of East Main in possession of a handgun. Decatur police officers then responded to the area of Main and Hilton and encountered a person matching the description of the subject that was alleged to have been in possession of a handgun. During the engagement, the Decatur police officer fired his weapon, striking the person. The person was then secured, and medical personnel was immediately dispatched to the scene. Emergency medical services personnel were dispatched to the scene 36 seconds after the officer indicated shots had been fired and arrived shortly thereafter. Decatur Ambulance Service was on the scene for approximately 5 minutes, providing immediate care prior to transporting the person to St. Mary's Hospital for a gunshot wound to the chest. At this time, the person is listed in serious condition. The person has been tentatively identified as a 40-year-old black male Decatur resident. Two white male Decatur police officers were on scene during the incident. Only one Decatur police officer fired his weapon during the incident. The officer that fired his weapon is a 5-year veteran of the Decatur Police Department. The other officer that was on scene is a 4-year veteran of the Decatur Police Department. The investigation of this incident has been turned over to Illinois State Police, which is a standard protocol for the Decatur Police Department in any officer-involved deadly force incident. The officers involved in this incident are not equipped with body cameras. However, the squad cars are equipped with in-car video. The Illinois State Police will be reviewing the in-car video to determine if any part of this incident was captured by video or audio from that in-car camera. This is an active investigation, and the facts surrounding this incident are being investigated by the Illinois State Police. The Decatur Police Department is committed to providing a fair, accurate, and independent investigation into the circumstances surrounding this officer-involved shooting. I would defer to the Illinois State Police from this point forward regarding any questions or information concerning this investigation. We ask that everyone remain peaceful and reserve judgment until all of the facts are known. And that's all I have for comment right now. I would ask that Dr. Norman, the alert program leader, say a few words as well.
Good morning, and thank you, Chief. First of all, the alert group wants to thank Chief Getz for his alerting us in a timely fashion. The alert, which stands for Area Leaders Educators Response Team, has been meeting for nearly a year. Primarily, we have worked on how we can best respond to our community in the event of a crisis like this with transparency. We, too, ask the community to remain calm and patient as the investigation continues by the Illinois State Police. We believe that a right decision on the protocol has been made by calling in an independent group to investigate. We ask the community to let the process work. Feel free to speak with any member of the alert group. Most important, we ask for calmness, understanding until all facts are known, and we ask for togetherness. We know that trust may be an issue. However, we, the alert team, are here to ensure that the process is properly followed. Let's show our community and the nation that Decatur will remain calm during these turbulent times in our nation and around the world. Thank you.